And that is time for a quick update on the markets with Giles Bickford.
We should also note, of course, Dunedin has the most fantastic railway station, if ever you want to see fine
architecture. It does indeed. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Anyway, turning to markets, a mixed session on Wall Street. It's closed for the Dow Jones, down nearly a quarter of a percent. That's in reaction to the pause in rolling out the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Inflation also picked up in the United States, annual rate now 2.6%. For the other indices, though, the NASDAQ, the technology index, up 1%, and the broader S&P 500 up about a third of a percent. Our own top 50 index gained 1.1% yesterday. Starts the morning at 12,656. The New Zealand dollar, 70.6 US cents, 92.3 Australian, 51.3 British pence, 0.59 euro, 77 Japanese yen, and 4.62 yuan. Brent crude oil is up 60 cents, that's about 1%, to $63.70 US a barrel. And gold is up $15, nearly 1%, $1,747 US dollars an ounce. We'll have migration numbers out today. And of course, this afternoon, we have the Reserve Bank's latest statement on interest rates and monetary policy. All the news and numbers updated for you around 12:20 in Midday Report.